yesterday we agreed that the thing will in fact in all the proposals we made, amendments, and bring the report back today so that we can see that they've made the changes and that we then adopt the report so we can send it to the presiding officer. The report has been duly amended, corrections made, and it's before you. A last step to then take us through quickly. That will be the only item for today. But before that, let's record again the apologies that Honorable Kwangwa, Honorable Manana is not well, and Honorable Matlopa as well. Honorable Law from the EFF also sent an apology. Okay, we noted those apologies. We do have a quorum to proceed with our work. Sir, are you ready? Okay. Take us through.
Thanks so much, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, colleagues. And thanks so much for the comments yesterday, and thanks to colleagues also for collective efforts in getting changes into the report. What we did just underline all the changes, let me say what exactly we changed, and then I'll just point to each page, and then I'll go to the next page, I'll go to the next page. On page one, we did make the change in referring to the President of the Republic of South Africa, His Excellency. That was effected on page one. Then I'll go on to page two.
Yes, okay. Page one is fine. We've made the correction. Page two. Go to page two. That's it. Honorable members, they have copies where it's underlined. Okay. No.
On page two, the changes effected was we rewrote the last of the 9-point plan operation parties, which you underlined, and then we changed the percentage for the growth to 2.5, as raised by Honorable McLaurin yesterday, and then we changed the projected as well, that it should not be as if the cuts reduce expenditure, and then we changed the figure for the projected tax figure, and that is all page two.
We are on the page two, page three.
On page three, we included what the committee suggested we should also include container expenditure as an important priority underlined on top. And then on advice, we also included that for schedules 1 to 7 to also just explicitly say equitable share and conditional grants. And also to, we just rephrase the sentence that was said to rather the legal decision of national register revenue from the previous year. And then going down to the last paragraph, we changed the average annual rate, the correct figure is 6.5%, and then the sentence after that, but yesterday I wanted to motivate why 6.5% matters. It has to underline that growth in land allocation is faster than projected inflation, so that's important. That's the change we did for page 3.
That's page 3, is that okay? Great. Page 4?
No, on page 4 there are no changes.
There were no changes on page 4.
And page 5? 5, no changes.
No changes on page 5, page 6.
Okay, it just was that you were missing the inserted 2015, it ended then, we have just inserted 2015 MTF, and then also inserted that will be conducted and that it should be changing revenue. Okay.
That's page 6, alright. Okay. Page 7.
know, change on the
Yeah, we just said that on the source national trade that we should also pay home calculation of its finances in the church. Page 8.
On page 8.
Okay. Page 9.
Oh, also on calculation.
Yeah, that has been added. Page 10.
Okay, on page 10 there is washing the Okay, we wanted to rephrase so that we emphasize what exactly we mean by maintenance. That should be budget for and actually should be increased. So the committee wanted to emphasize this, so we effected a change. Thank
you. Okay, budgeted for increased. Page 11.
On page 11, technical corrections is fine. Or the input of the people they did indicate there are some things that they'd like to reflect that as as they presented them, so we effected those changes with their assistance. We rephrased the word in the report. Okay, there's no official definition of the provisions underlined, and also there was uncertainty around the number of grant recipients, which is also underlined. Yeah, that's all for future.
Okay, that's
the
discussion of PBO. Page 12.
Okay, and then on page 12, it's also a rephrase of the words. Okay, instead of there was the shift and which we removed now is the extension of income tax increase on low-income individuals, which was a change that is effected, is underlined. And then the second one is more rephrasing of what was there, that they have undertaken an analysis on the DORA, and then the finding from the analysis they had undertaken include the concerns which are raised there. And then also the last paragraph was more reflective of the statements that were there, the duplication of reporting results, and also in some instances they highlighted the feature of not that we didn't specify education, but actually they meant provincial education department the fact to create additional sub programs, so that is change to effect. And okay, for the first part of the SSC on page 12, it's only a grammar correction there. Yes.
Okay, that's page 12. On the discussion of PBO. SSC only one correction there. 13.
Okay, on page 13, it emanated from the wording there that was used on the car, yes, and we elected the change there, that it should rather read as SALGA reported that it was open to also cover the constraints in car space, so that's the change that was effective, underline, that's all page 13.
Yes.
Sorry, the above paragraph 3, I see for data on interpointers, we use a big O and a small O. It should either be one or the other.
The one in brackets. We must be consistent. Is this small O or big O? Is it big one? We use big one also in brackets. Okay. The big O. It's your American computer. Honorable short question.
Page 13, on page 13, the fiscal space issue. I thought, you know, in that meeting, Falka agreed that their concern is the economic growth. I don't know how we can capture that, or maybe somebody can just phone them in, because I'm a bit worried about this thing of sticking to fiscal, because the problem in South Africa today is the economic, slow economic growth, and we did emphasize it in that meeting in the agreement.
Okay. The emphasis was on growth.
Growth.
Okay. Okay. What is that? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Zandia is included.
Okay.
Yes. That's fine.
Sorry, Professor. I just want to explain why I emphasize this. When you read many economists in the world today, they criticize countries like Kuwait, which have got a lot of money. But what they are saying is that they are not sure about what Kuwait will do after they've exhausted their natural resources, because they don't have a plan for economic growth. So it is a big difference when you actually see fiscal space and economic growth.
Okay, we've corrected it. It's now economic, slow economic growth. 14.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thanks, honorable members. Okay, now we move to findings and observations. On page 14, the correction there is also similar to what was included in the report, that we should refer to the CAP as reflected at the scene was set in 2014 NTPPM, and we can do that correction there, and the note to be kept to the note. Okay.
15.
On 15, it's rewording on 4.6 to refer to the DORA framework stipulation. And then 4.8 is to refer to, it has the phrasing as well, because I included frameworks initially, but rather to specify fiscal framework. That is
okay.
Okay. 16. Okay. Thanks, Chairperson. On page 16, initially we had not had the 10%, we had just left it at 6%, and then we have effected a change that it actually increases to 10%, that's the first one. And then for 4.14, the committee did actually debate about this one. Just to ensure that we note what Salga said in the meeting, but our view of the committee that we believe that the current legislative framework should be implemented and strengthened. So we effected the change. And then for 4.16, it's also to say that on top of the SOE infrastructure program that should interface with local government, we also want national and provincial government infrastructure plans to also interface with the municipal integrated development plan. And then on 4.17, it's also reflected, we note the submission by FFC that they want the requirement to be extended to other municipalities, so we said that they changed. Okay, and then moving to recommendations. We avoided brief in short twice, and then we rephrased it as follows then. The introduction was trial of national department validated the process of phasing out provincial municipal commission credits due to end in the 2015 end term, or those that are due to be phased into the provincial and local equitable shares do not compromise. And the methods are going to be provided to ensure that the provinces and municipalities are able to absorb the adjustment. So, we effected the change, but just that should be due.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. And others will. In the second line there, validate that the process of phasing out of Richmond Municipal
Division out
of.
We took out insure and put validate it. You think not?
Yes, well, I
looked at the book.
everyone, there's nothing to do. We'll find it. So they, oh, okay. They have that validate process. Okay, but you've got it. Okay. 17.
Okay, on page 17, or the really water on 1-3. Okay, to also impart the avoid in show. And then on 5.14, we reworded it to apply to both state educators to pay municipalities, but also to include the consolidated municipalities, all the municipalities they are owned. So we divided into two sectors. And then, okay, the National Treasury Development System that we finished is to ensure that all state agencies emulated first the first time, and then I'll just come back with the recommendation by all honorable imam. Currently, certainly, they are obtaining that for the municipality, the government, or the other state institution. This should also include municipalities setting their debt with other state agencies, such as ESCOM, or the other state institutions. This system should also entail credible and affordable paying and revenue collection system. That is the check that we factored. Suggested just before the meeting that timelessly may become after settled down sending death timelessly. Yes. Instead of where it is now.
Okay. Honorable Clothes.
Thank you, Chair. I just suggest in the second sentence, it should read it, because there's more than one of them. Also include municipalities setting their debts, the other state agencies. And then in the third sentence, we're using the word systems in two different senses. So it doesn't read quite the way it should, I don't believe. These systems, that's the systems developed by National Treasury, should also entail credible and affordable billing and revenue collection systems, which are in their contract elements. So it's an element of the system that deals with the affordable billing elements. Yeah.
It's elements of the system. Should also ensure of credible and affordable billing. Revenue collection systems. Where do you put elements? At the end or the
system?
That last system they changed to elements.
Right.
And you've got it. Alright, 5.15.
There we just want to rather specify the relevant state or without specifying one particular state agency. So it just relates now as National Treasury and the relevant state will have explored certain mechanisms that will encourage the declaration of energy efficient methods in the delivery of government infrastructure program. And the last in this is as it was yesterday. And then 5.15.
Okay.
Okay, and 5.16 is also the same. We just speak to the relevant stakeholders as well to consider developing innovative incentives. And then yesterday initially we had two things, but then after the committee deliberated on this, came up with an additional thing that they should consider. There's the first thing that promoting fishes and ensuring that provinces and municipalities consider whether the infrastructure can be used upgraded before planning to build new infrastructure. We did have the SMM team there initially, and then the one that we inserted to respond to the utilization of locally produced inputs is that localization of all state infrastructure. Okay. Localization of all state infrastructure inputs.
Okay. Yes, there are another way.
So I think 5.1.6, because that is of the last line, I'm not sure the aim that can manage infrastructure delivery and focus on three teams. Right? And focus.
Okay, is that enhancing infrastructure delivery and focus? say we should be more focused.
No.
It's correct.
I am saying to be focused. Instead of focused, we need to be
focused on something. Focused on, it's correct, yes. Yeah. Another matter. Yeah, it is correct. Yes.
Just in the second verse, 5.1.6, incentives into the provincial and government fiscal framework doesn't read right to me. I would say incentives for utilization in the provincial or government like that would read better to me. For utilization in the provincial and government fiscal framework. Thank you, sir.
Okay. For utilization.
I don't want to comment because I'm not so sure if I have a decision, but I will try. 5.1.5, the second last 9 days, there is the sentence where they talk about the work underway. I believe work in progress might be.
Which one is that?
The second last line.
Oh, it should be work.
Just a question. Work underway or work in progress. This is the word underway. Looks a little clumsy.
What should we say there?
I'm not 100% sure which one we should use, but if there's another one, let's consider something.
What is it that?
No, I'm
saying
the good
grades
should also be included in the review of
technical
services.
Yes. Or in the remove or.
Okay. It's better. Yeah. 5.21. What's 5.21? It's just those.
Research and monitoring and implementation.
Yes, and attainable outcome.
Attainable outcome. 18.
On page 18, the committee wanted also to include explicitly the value for money aspect, which we inserted as the last bullet there. Ensure value for money, the provision of water limitation and road infrastructure. And then 5.22 is a new recommendation that was not there in the report yesterday, that the committee that we also add on, which speaks to ensuring adequate implementation of appropriate consequences where there has been poor performance or transgression. Those are the changes on page 18.
This one.
Okay, that's the new question. Honorable Michael.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Just a question of style here. Isn't it necessary to have a bullet point when there is only one bullet point? Might we just include it in the sentence? The government is to stress performance with specific focus on ensuring adequate implementation of appropriate consequences.
Yeah, that's right. Because there's no other points. It's the only one. Yeah. You got it, then? Okay. That was the end of the correction. Who moves to adoption of the report? Honorable Shoresa. You know that we adopt the report. Honorable Shediman, second. The report is therefore adopted. Yes, Honorable
Shediman. The Democratic Alliance would like to be right to take.
Okay. We will note that in the minutes. We did the same last time, yeah. Okay. We noted in the minutes. That concludes the. In the debate is going to be on Thursday, yeah. Tomorrow, yes.
Okay, sorry. Do you have the time and location, please? We are not aware on how long speaking yet.
I know that the AC is for 37 minutes, do you know?
Okay.
The whole time allocated, I think, is 94. 94 minutes. I know that we have 37. The minutes are for 10. I'm not aware about the rest, but I think we'll be able to be easy to find out.
Okay.
Any other announcement? What is our next meeting? Friday.
Next meeting is next Tuesday.
Why is that? If we have a meeting on Friday.
Maybe you'll let me know.
I'll agree with Friday if you're going to chair the meeting.
We'll keep it short. Okay, our meeting is next Tuesday. So thank you very much, honorable members, for job well done. I will find the report and send it to the presiding officers, and let's have a good debate on Thursday. Thank you very much.
I'll work for you. Then we only meet for 5 minutes. Yes. No, I will come work for you at that point. Then when you start talking, I'll ask another question.
And then on the
I must thank all the researchers, the whole team, for a job well done. Thank you very much, guys.
I know you.